So the Mishnah had said, we talked about the pious of bringing the Ketoyre, so the Gemara says right after the Mishnah Tone, May Oilom Loishine Odombo. They used to be democratic and give it, you weren't allowed to double dip and do the Ketoyre again. My time, Omreb Chanina Mipneshem Asheres. And since we wanted to spread the good, because it's Masheres, it's a school. Interesting, not the Gemara doesn't ask Minolon. The Gemara asks my time. That means the Gemara understood it as it's a Metzius the Kazakh. I don't know why the Gemara asks my time. Ilema Mishum Diksiv Yosimu Kitoira Ba Pecho. In Parshas Visabroch Uksiv Basre Bor Hashem Cheloi. So, Baruch Hashem Cheloi, that goes on. What's the taitch of Baruch Hashem Cheloi? Let's look it up in the Chumash. What's Cheloi? Some Parshas V'zeis HaBroche, which we lay on Simchas Torah, right in the beginning, we say, Baruch Hashem Cheloi is Posig Yud Aleph. Cheloi is called your effort. Oh, so it happens to be that's Poshit, Baruch Hashem Cheloi. Chayil is like a soldier. Chayil is a. So, but the Ramban teaches Cheloi, your wealth, your Ashirus.
Does it come from the Ashirus?
Or, I have to look it up in the Sifri, not the Targum, the Ramban. The Sifri and the Targum. You have a regular Chumash? Let's look in a regular Chumash. The Targum teaches it somehow as wealth. L'chayr the Mokar is from this Gemara. Loi b'chayol v'loi b'koyach. Ki im beruchi. It's interesting to vach. Poshteitim Baruch Hashem Cheloi. Every time you look at the Gemara, you get it again. Yeah. What does Targum say? Nichsoi. The Targum goes according to the Gemara. You know, in English.
Oh, the Baal Turim says Begamatria Kamoi Masher. Yesima Katoira Begamatria Kamoi.
Yeah, that I understand. That's he's going with the Gemara. And they say a war. Is the cost a country its blood and treasure? There's such a statement. So maybe that's the loy b'chayel v'loy b'koyach. So it means Baruch Hashem Cheloi. Frank the Gemara. If that's true, ihochi hoksiv. The posik says v'cholil Baruch Hashem. What's the posik? The posik is in posik Yud Aleph. Yairu mishpatach liavzoscha liyisrael yosimu kitoyro. Be'apecho. That's the Ketoyres. V'cholil al mizbechecho, Baruch Hashem Cheloi. Un'cholil al mizbechecho is the Eilo. Un the Eilo is cholil. So the Eilo should also be Masheres. V'cholil al mizbechecho. So Rashi Poshit learns. No, Rashi doesn't tell us this, but Poshit Rambam the Gemara, and by Oila we don't say you spread it out. So then obviously it's not Masheres. The Posik should be Mavuyer, it's Masheres. That's the Poshit Rambam the Gemara.
It's even closer to the Parchim Shemel.
Yeah. So it's interesting. I'll see your diuk. The Tosi Yishonim learns differently. V'yosimu ketera be'apecho v'cholil al mizbechecho goes on the Ketoyres. That's how the Gemara learned. No, the Gemara freak. But if it's also cholil al mizbechecho, take a look at the Tosi Yishonim. So the Pirish Rach, Diksiv bishmu. I'm sorry. I'm kolil imkein yavisol avagadosh golechot veachod and listen out of oilo. Avi avak toyer saying you chol listen out of elo oisu shol tzibo vekuntus perish oilo shchira. I don't see where vorish kol. I thought I saw it in the oilo kolil. I don't know why I thought it was in the Tais Yisharim that I saw it. Yeah, that maybe the kolil goes on the. My timer, Ilema, Mishum Diksiv. Okay, I don't see it in my Tais Yisharim yet. But okay, so that's what would be the din. Yeah. So also you should get rich. Omar le. So this is a very important way how to learn the Gemara. Omar le. Ho shchicha holo shchicha. So Rashi learns. Ho shchicha holo shchicha. Umestabra dechiksiv oisher adaloi shchicha. Yeah, Rashi. The imloikein nimtzu hakoyel hashirim.
Oil so much more common than
because you could always be menadev in oil, so you'll bring your own oil.
There's only twice a day,
right? And ketorah is static; it can only be that amount. So Rashi is hard to shchicha, hard to loy shchicha.
It's like a meter connected to meter kind of thing,
probably. Yeah, Rashi almost sounds like everything. I'm too much into the current events, so it's hard to see it. That. Why, when they want to stop inflation, do they raise rates? What's the saying? I didn't go to Wharton School of Business, but why do they raise rates, and it's supposed to tamper inflation? Because low rates makes money more available. If there's more money available, no. Let's explain what inflation is. Inflation is. There's X amount of tomatoes in the world, in America. If not everybody could afford tomatoes, if there's X amount of money, whoever has money will pay for the tomatoes. If there's not, so some people just don't have that amount of money. I'm not saying tomatoes or cars or whatever it is. If people have more money, so then everybody's chasing the tomato because I have money. Therefore, if there's more money and the tomatoes stay the same, so then the tomato price goes up because there's more money. If there's less people who could buy the tomato, so then the tomato price doesn't go up. That's exactly what it is. So they want less money. If everybody has money, then nobody's rich.
So it has to be rich.
No. So what's rich? Rich is only in contrast to somebody has, somebody doesn't have. If everybody's rich, then nobody's rich. That's exactly what Rashi's saying. So Rashi's saying, if everybody's rich, so it can't be. You see the words of Rashi?
I was thinking Pshat.
What do you think, Pshat?
It's like a meter connected meter. Rich means that you have more. So if more people are more oilless, makes more sense.
Maybe there would be such. But this is the way Rashi learns. Rabbi Kiva Egin, the Gilead Asha, says, Ayin Menoches, Daf, Nunamer Aleph, Toys the Ramasu de Loshka, Mevur de Loisvila like Rashi, Eluk a Divre Toys Yishonim Kan. Forstein Toys Yishonim, Sokta Toys Yishonim. The Toys Yishonim learns different than Gemara. He learns the Gemara. Lemaskona Rashi learns the oila doesn't work, but the Tais Yishonim says no, since it says it should be hakravis oila is also mashira, but the Gemara is saying that what korban oila motzihu you could bring a dover, so kol koyin aroitz bekachlis not of oila could be mshavein tzorach lakrav dafkes oila satomid. Valkein ho yu mefaisim oleo gam koyhanim, even again. That's what he says. So loilam, everybody has a chance with the oila. So you could bring your own oila. So it's ma'asheres. The reason they had to make a pious was loy shrich on the ketores, and only the ketores, the ashirus of the ketores, they had to make a pious. So the nafkamina between Rashi and the Tos Yishanim is oila ma'ashira.
So Tos Yishanim says that only also ma'asheres,
but they didn't have to make a pious on it because you could always be menadim and oila.
Everybody was rich.
So you could be rich. But I saw a gebaldike pshat in the back of the Gemara, the Chido.
Did you see the Ritva? How the Ritva explained the Rashi? The Ritva has a different pshat. Yeah.
No, but I wanted to say like this. As in the Chido, I think it's in, they bring it from the Pesach Inayim. He says that the Ketoiris or the Eila is Mashir. That is it like a automatic schooler. You do it and... He said, it's the chavivus ha-mitzvah. If you bring it with a bren, with a cheshik, then when you bring it, so that triggers the, when you do with a gishmak, that gives out the hashivus. So, gives out the hashivus. So, when it's loy shchiach, that triggers a person to do it with a chavivus. So Memela, that's why it had to go with a guy. My name is Tomid, which really, Oy Bazoy, maybe you can learn a view Rashi. The Oifin of Oyla is also just, you have to make it with a Gishmak.
Then it would work.
Then it would work. That's the Shri Chalosh.
What's Rashi? What's Rashi to saying?
No, Leviko. They didn't let a person do double dip.
Yeah.
That's what Rashi's saying, yeah. The melee, that's what would be the Ketoiris. I wanted to say once like this. So why Taka Ketoiris? Another Svara, Lule HaGemara. You know, I once saw one of these tapes of... Melech Biderman, when I went to the kever of Reb Shaila Karastira's brother. So they were playing one of his shmuzim for Reb Shaila's yard side. So he said, someone once came to Reb Shaila. Reb Shaila vinched him on, gave him a brocha for Ashirus. And it was Niskayim and came an Oish. A year or two later, he came back to Reb Shaila. Reb Shaila asked him, how are you doing? He said, I'm doing this, but I'm telling you, people come, it's an unbelievable, you know, people follow the money. Then Reb Shaila said, oh, so it's hard for you. It's okay, I'll give it to them. He said, no. He said, no, I see it's too hard for you, so I'll give it over to a second guy. And the guy was going crazy. And I was saying that the pshat is, sometimes you have to understand the reason someone has the ashiras is in order to help somebody else. So you're not giving the other person, you're not doing a toiva. Your ketoiris is koil mara v'reyach ein boy mishum mila. Reyach, the Gemara says, it's almost because it doesn't belong to you. It's like, it doesn't belong to you. It's something on the outside. So ketoiris is ma'asheres. When a person will understand the reyach, that it's all... The tachlis of the ketoiris is for other people. The tachlis of the ashiris is for the other people. And memela, maybe that's what will be the pshat. Omar Rove, lei mishkachas tzuva ravanan demoiri. Now, you have to really read these words of the Gemara slowly, and I want to read the words of the Gemara in a chassidish way. I don't mean a chassidish way, like a different taich. Omar Rove, once we said this pasuk, Baruch Hashem Chela, yoiru mishpotecha liyakev, v'seiroscha leYisrael. Omar Rove, loy mishkachas tzuva merabonon demoiri. How does Art Scroll teach the words tzuva merabonon?
Torah scholars.
Scholars, but even though tzuva, I think it usually means young, but you don't find Torah scholars demoiri who paskin halachas. Is that what they say?
Who decide the law. Who else
should decide the law? Elo, so the Gemara qualifies it. Because it says, "Diksiv yoyre mishpotecha liyanke, v'sayroscha liyisroel." It says on the Bnei Levi, "Yoyre mishpotecha liyanke." So Poshe Pshat, it's talking about, so someone pointed out to me on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, a very high percentage are Leviim or Kahanim. The Turei Zov, the Taz, the Mogen Avram was a Levi.
Oh, really?
The Shach was a Kohen. They have such cheshbonos. So I wanted to teach the Gemara a little different.
Who decided?
The Welt Zogt, Reb Chaim Brisker used to send shailos to Reb Yitzchok Chanan Spector in Kovne. And when he would send his aloha shailos to him, he would say, send it back just the psak without reason. So they asked Reb Chaim why. So Reb Chaim said, because I'm a big lamdan. He's going to send me his reasons. I'll argue on his rationale. So then, therefore, I'm not going to feel comfortable with the psak. I'd rather just hear the psak without the reason. A lamdan is very hard to come to a psak because he hears both sides. So it's hard for him to come to a decision. A lamdan can't paskin. Not loy mishkachas surva. We don't find people who know how to learn. We find people who know how to learn from all over. The reason we don't find is the paski, the moiri, that will be able to paskin. Elo Dossin is a separate schooler that they could come to a maskone and they can say a tai. They can say it. So I saw this taich in the Ian Yankiv. The Ian Yankiv says over here, he brings a Rashi, because Rashi in Mesechtes Tainis teaches Tzurva Merabonon. I wonder if Artscroll brings it. In Mesechtes Tainis Davdalid, Rashi teaches Tzurva Merabonon Chorif, a Sharfa. Tzurva Merabonon is a Sharfa. So maybe a Lamdin is hard to say a Psak. So maybe if a Lamdin is hard to say a Psak. So therefore, that's what it is. And a portion of Shevet Levi has that schooler, he could come to a maskana. And Yisachar diksiv, ubimnei Yisachar yayde bin elitim ladas ma'yasa Yisrael. So paskening shailas is a whole separate thing. Alamdin is hard to pasken a shayla.
Unless they were rough.
What good is the
halachos
if you can't arrive at a conclusion?
No, the Torah alone is you're just learning the Torah. Maybe you can't come to a conclusion. Ve'ema Yehuda Nami, Deksev, it says in Tilim, Yehuda Mechoikike. I like that taich. What who state in Yehuda Mechoikike that is a psak din? State in what is Mechoikike? Right, so Tosfos says, "Yesh makshan mai lo maisi midiksi b'torah lo yosu shevet miyhuda mechoykeke umechoykeke mei bein raglo." So zokti gemore. That's not. So I thought mechoykeke is as a geder, like what I said from Reb Chaim. Choyk, a psak is you don't ask questions. In lomdis, you ask questions, because if you don't know the reason, a rebbe can't tell you. This is pshat in the Gemara. Take it or leave it. Because then you have to explain. In psak, a person could tell you, this is the psak, and that's you there. So the Gemara, nay, asuke shmaitz aliba de hilchasa. So what does that mean?
So now like the restaurant.
No, you see, I've come with gedolei chachomim, who could know how to learn. You can know how to learn, but you're not a psak. Listen, it used to be in most cities in Europe, Omar Reb Yechanon,
say somebody was arguing with Moshe how he interprets things. So he answered him,
Yeah, I heard also Moshe used to say, I forgot, he said a whole lomdis and a pshat, and then somebody told him afterwards, I did according to what the Rosh Yeshiva said. He said, that was a lomdis, mot nish kefir tazay. You know, there's like, there's a, the Sefer Shas v'tshuvas, Har Tzvi, he has a tshuva, the Pirush Pesach Frank from Yerushalayim, Murdik Sefer. So he says over there, he has a tzad, that chocolate, you should make a bar priyotz, because the chocolate beans grow on trees, and you can't eat it. The only way to eat it is when it's made into chocolate. So that's the derech to eat, just like the Gemara says, certain juices you make a bar priyotz, because that's the derech. So he said, he brought a tshuva that you should make a bar priyotz. One time someone was there, someone brought in chocolates, and Rabbi Shpasa Frank took the chocolate and made a shakel. So they asked him, the Rav wrote in there, he said, the Welt Pasket nicht wie der Hartzvi. That's all. What should I tell you? So he said it on himself.
But he wrote in the
Sefer. He wrote in his own Sefer. So he said, the Welt wasn't makabel, my svar, so ich hab nicht makabel gewesen. Gendi. So this is the, you know, alamdin is alamdin, and then the rest is not. Shpesa Frank lives in Yerushalayim, Arachov Oshaya, and then later he moved to Shari Chesed. He was mamish, very lomdish svarim. He was a Litvish, but he went with a shrine. He was the father-in-law of Rav David Cohen, the one who's the Rosh Yeshiva, Chevron Yeshiva, is his anical. Yeah. Omar Reb Yechanan. That's a nephew.
Oh, it's a nephew.
That's a nephew, I think, or something. Omar Reb Yechanan. Ein mefaisin al tamid shel bein arba'i. Every day there were two karbanis in the Beis Hamikdash. A tamid shel shachar and a tamid shel bein arba'i. Elo koyin shezocha boi b'shachris, zeicha boi b'arvis. And therefore there would be elo koyin shezocha boi b'shachris, zeicha boi b'arvis. Now it has to be kitanya. How do we know? So, frag die Gemara, meisvei, kshim shumais mishachas kam feiz min aboim. Ki tanya aibi ketoires. By ketoires, they would do both. Vo tanya, kshim shumais mishachas kam feiz min aboim. So it says, zocha, it goes on, loshen zochar. So it goes on the Talmud. Eima lo. Vo tanya, me feiz min aboim aboim, kshim shumais mishachas kam feiz min aboim. Amar av shmur ba'yitzo, hocha bishabes askino. Then they do it on Shabbos. Hoyol u'mishmoro is mischatchoy.
Ketores is loshen
the cave. Well, amai desolakadai to make kor nafish lupais is kolor mitzav. Shabbos obavzo. But the Gemara doesn't explain to us. There's all. It sounds like it's a shakel v'taria. Why would by tomid be tied together? Why would the tomid shel shachris and tomid shel arvis be one pious? And by other ones be two paisos. What's most like Dr. Asvore? Asvore. Well, the emesis is a big machloikis. Is the Tomid, Tomid, Tomid Shal Shachar, and Tomid Shal Bein Arboyim one mitzvah?
And if you don't
right,
one,
so
you
therefore.
Is there something in Zvachim? If you do one, you can't do the other.
Oh, that's also a thing. So therefore. I wanted to say maybe Ashtikalasvore. Yeah. That's the Toisvis we saw. Yeah. That's the Shnei Gzira Eitzim. They don't say any Svores. We're going to do the Toisvis in a second. I thought the svara is, what's the taich of the word tamid? Always.
Perpetual.
The pshat is azay. When someone doesn't bring one tamid, it's not only a chasaron that you didn't bring that tamid.
Breaking the chain.
You're breaking the chain. You're breaking the tamid, Shaboy. So every carbon has two kiyumim. It's a kiyum for itself. And it's a kiyum to be niskayim the tomid. So how much is tomid? Is it so? It happens to be shnayim layoim oilo samid. Shnayim, Tomid Shnayim Layoim. It's a pasuk in Pinchas. The Balaturim says, Tomid Shnayim Layoim is Rosh Tevis Tav Shin Lamed, which is 730. That's how many Tomids there were a year, which he's taking the solar year. 365 times 2 is 730. So in the Beis HaMikdash we went with the solar year. So 700. Why is it merumas? How many Tomids there are? Because he holds that's the shear of Tomid. A yearly tally is the amount of what's called a Tomid. Could be that's in the macro, in the big picture. In the small picture, every day. Even though Lila's usually Lila's the next day, but by Kachim it's not like that. So you go Shachris and Arvis. So Memela, even though anyway it's Bein Arbayim, so it's Shachris and by Mincha. So it goes together. So Imkain, if that would be the Pshat, that's why it's one. Maybe that, I was thinking such a swar. But the more Zok Toisvis, we'll do it a little bit. We'll do the Toisvis. Toisvis Veik Dakashi. In one of the Yeshurin magazine, Kuntresim, Rav Shlomo Feivel Shustel Shlita, he has a whole shtickle Torah on Tmidim. The Rambam counts it as two mitzvahs. Kriyash Marshal Shachos, Kriyash Harvest is two separate mitzvahs. Tomid is one mitzvah. He has a whole shtickle Torah about that, yeah. But Fektoisa Kashe. It could be it's in the Rish Be'esh already, yeah. Maybe later it was put into Rish Be'esh. Tema Ali. While kocho chayitzor lafis arvis bishvil sidur shnei geziri. And don't say that whoever was zeicha b'shachris was zeicha b'arvis. Hare oisim shel boikoy b'koyin hazeicha b'tumel. That place goes through a whole arichus with the shnei. So Tois goes through a ganza maise because it's zeit ketoisis. We'll have to see on the base. To get to that, so that's the din of the Shnei Tmidi. Zog di Gemore, Zog b'Sharu Zochi. Zog di Gemore, Haravi, Chadoshim, Im Yishani. In the Mishnah, mi mala evorim in hakevesh lemizbeach. Mas nison deloy kirebeleze ben Yankiv de tnan rebeleze ben Yankiv ima. Hamala evorim la keves. Hu mile oison lemizbeach. It's one avoida, bringing it onto the ramp and bringing it onto the mizbeach. Frekti gemore be mai komifligi marsovar. Beroiv om hadris melech umar sova. So you split it up, so we get more people on board. So the Gemara umar sova mokam shchino lav oirech ara. It's a very interesting thing. What does it mean? Lav oirech ara. Zok Rashi lemischeze keman de triach leimils. We're doing it for Beroiv Am Hadris Melech. But there's also an issue that it's going to look like you don't want to do it. So it's almost as if, do you do it better, the Beroiv Am Hadris Melech, or do you do it this way? So I always say over that there used to be the Rebbes, they used to push off a bris till later in the day, so Rebbe can come. Today goes also for Rosh Yeshiva, whatever to come. So they had a big taina on the Rebbe to say Zrizim Magnim El Mitzvahs. So the Rebbe, Reb Tzodek HaKoyin, wrote a whole kuntres, and he said Beroy Vam Hadris Melech is also a hider. So the Yeshiva Shevel taught Tzrikitainit. Zrizim Magnim El Mitzvah by Mila is not a Mila. It's not a sidebar Mila. It's a benefit in the mitzvah itself. He's Mohol. The mila should happen quicker. Beroiv Am Hadris Melech is a mila tzodis. It's not a mila in the mila. So that was the whole machlokes with Bereva Madras Melech. And as a reason, Magdimin, Lemitzvah, and I have a whole shtickle Torah on it, in the Eish Domed, in the Eish Domed Bereshis. Kum Tuchoy Sazoi. That's the Gemara's Taina. In Kochim, is the Bereva Madras Melech a mile in the Kochim? Or is Bereva Madras Melech just in the greater good of Bereva Madras? If it's in the greater good that people should see it, so you could offset that because it looks like Tairach. If Beroy Vamadris Melech would be a Maila in the Kedusha, so then it would be that way. Oh, so the Gemore, Mokem Shechina Lavoy Chayra. Now, so the Varnai Gemore Marove. Oh. So Toysvis, Bedivra Maschel, Mokem Shechina Lav Oyrcha. I don't know what that oystrick of Mokoim Shechina. But Toysvis has a good kasha. And not for me to say it's a good kasha, but for us to understand, there's a gishmak in Toysvis. So Toysvis. So Toysvis. Mokoim Shechina Lav Oyrcha. Afilu Rebbe Lezer Ben Yankiv. De Kosova Hoche De Lav Oyrcha. Nira de moiduhu bahi de tomid nishchat ba'erev ha-pesach shoychet Yisrael ve'kibol ha-koyin noisn lechaveroi v'chaver lechaveroi ad v'ha-koyin ha-korev etzlem esbeach zogazuchach hinegera Yisoy. And the reason the Gemara says there is they used to make like as an assembly line. So the Gemara, what was the reason? Mishum beroivam hadres melech. So Toises is a contradictory Gemara. The Hosom loy shayach lemeima lavayra chara sharekis shahoye noisna lechaveroi lehoyoi lechloi. So there was no tircha. Elo choyzo makabalu moishim choyzo makabalu moishim. Sharekhoi psochim hoye lohem do a lot. Avalecha shamoy lechad lekevesh, it sounds like it's lavayra chara that he wants to put back. Others want to say different to roots, and maybe you could think of a different tariff. I don't know. Taisis is a geshmak kishayle. I over there we find that we don't worry about the law of oirach aro. Log di gemore. Omar ove loy rebbe lezer ben yankiv is later rebbe yudov loy rebbe yudov is later rebbe lezer ben yankiv. Rebbe lezer ben yankiv holds. One person would bring it up, but he can't hold like rebbe yudov. That they wouldn't be out Navoides Hamachde, the Imke in Botsulu Pisces, in the Cheshbon of the Yud Gimel Pisces, we wouldn't have it. Fi Mishkachas Tone de Tone Chomesh, Ahu Deloik Rebbe Lezer Ben Yankev, Udeloik Rebbe Yude. So it doesn't work out with the amount of Pisces that would be. So there's a Toysvis here with a Rashi. The Choshe Pais Lamachta, it goes with the whole Cheshbon of the Paises, but we're not going to be able to do that right now. Zok the Mishnah. Tomid Krav V'tisha. Doesn't mean Tisha in the day. With 9 Kayhanim. And sometimes with 10, sometimes with 11, sometimes with 12. Loi Pochois V'loi Yoise. This amount is the amount. Zok Rashi Ketzad. How? Let's proceed to Gemara. Ketz the mission. Ketzad. Atzmoi was betishaka. What was it? 5 would take it to the keves. We'll see why. Echad would be hoylech, and then tzeilus lemincha, and then would be that way. Bechog on Sukkis, they had to add for the Nisach Hayayin, and also Mayim, so you had an extra Koyin. So therefore, it would be 10. Biyad Echot Sloiches Shal Mayim, Harekan 10. Asur. Bein Arbayim would have to be Bacharos. Hu Atzmei B'tisha. Shnayim B'yodam Gzirei Eitzim, which we're going to go back to the Tosfos in Omer Aleph. Every afternoon, there was an avodah of the Gzirei Eitzim, so you had 2 more You had two more kahanim. That's the benabai. Bishabis, Bachalos. Who else we mitish? Shnayim. Also had to be shnei bzichei levoina for the lechem aponim. Shalechem aponim. Uveshabis bechag. Echad zoy shamayim. So therefore, there's where you had 12. So that's where we come on. There would be these halachos. So Rashi explains it. Let's see the Rashi's. Zok Rashi. Do the best that we can. Zok Rashi. Atzmoy. Come on, Tommy. The common Rama says, "Bechol yoim betisha." Rashi now says, "Chamisha is leivorim," which we learned earlier. Echod lekerbayim, vechod leselis, vechod abchavitin. I guess for the Kohen Gadol, vechod liayin. Now Rashi asks, we just said before we split taking it up to mizbeah." That he said, we're worried that it shouldn't look like a Torah, can you take it up? So therefore, there would be that din. So Rashi points out immediately that it would be this Mishnah is a continuation to that last Gemara almost, where we're going like Reb Elezer Reb Yankiv. Zog di Gemara. Omar Rabbi Abba, v'yitem Rami b'chome. V'yitem Rabbi Yochanan menaschim mayim b'chog elo b'tomit shel shachar. So we're going to get into Sukkot. I don't know. We'll have to see the reason. Mimai, v'yitonim v'shabi shabdei chachar, v'yare chesloi rishol mayim. He's al g'dayit b'tomit shel menar mayim. Menaschin b'chol nami mishkaches lo. Okay, we'll finish over here. I'll have to do this tomorrow.